Some build model airplanes and some like to dig in mines. You say you want to act in plays. Well, while you practice, I'll study your lines as my hobby. I want you for my hobby. After work, I need something to do.
January is National Hobby Month, and here at the Bryant Park Project, we've decided to celebrate by looking at those hobbies that are, well, a little bit out of the ordinary. Extreme hobbies. Today, we're talking yo-yos.
What's that? It's a yo-yo.
This is the Golden Butterball, 28-inch string, silk, real smooth action.
How extreme can you get with a yo-yo short of smacking someone upside the head with it? Well, yo-yoists, or yo-yo players, as they call themselves, take these so-called toys quite seriously, engage in what some call velocity ferocity.
Nice.
The founder of YoYoNation.com is in the studio, Pat Quartero. Hey, Pat.
Good morning.
Thanks for the yo-yo, by the way.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure.
So how did you go from just playing with a yo-yo to being this top competitor?
I think it was all just... By accident, really. So I started off as a hobbyist, I guess. And after 4 months, I went to this local contest in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is, yeah, very close to where I was. And all of a sudden, I won that contest, and I don't really remember winning or anything like that. And then,
when you say contest, though, what do you mean? Is it like the amount of times you go up, or the quality of tricks? Or?
Yeah. You know, back then, I remember it's a different contest format than what we have today. Before, it was like, you know, if you can do a certain trick, or if you can get to a highest level of a certain trick, then you win the contest. And the tiebreaker would be if you could do a certain amount of something of a certain trick, which I'll demonstrate later. Then yes, you would win.
So it's kind of like figure skating in that it's judge sort of thing rather than like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And especially nowadays, a contest is specifically set to 3 minutes of music, and you go on stage and you do as much as you can. And then they would have compulsories before you do that, which is the preliminary. This is all like, you know, aspects of figure skating, like you say. So that's judged in a similar way,
I have to ask you this. So on your website, you have all these competitions, and this is a description of one. John Robertson shows us what nasty is with his first place 5A freestyle, using a one-half Bapzilla and a one-half Eatsits, an anti-yo man all the way. Yeah. What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Okay, well, you've got to realize that some people, or a lot of people in the yo-yo community, have very dynamic personalities. And this guy, John Rob, he always says stuff like, you know, that's nasty, or, you know, get it, or, you know, step up your game, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so that's what that means, you know, with the whole nasty word. So
okay, what is Bapezilla?
Bapezilla and Itza are two different kinds of yo-yos. And what he did was from a company called Antio, which is that last sentence you were talking about there, and two very popular yo-yos, high-end aluminum metal yo-yos and stuff. And what he did is he took one half of one yo-yo, which is the Bapezilla, and another half of another yo-yo, the Itza, and just combined them to make one yo-yo.
Yeah, like super yo-yo.
You left Merrill Lynch to surround your life in yo-yos.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I would never go back. I don't want to say never, but there's a very slim chance of me going back to any, I guess, corporate situation.
Do you have an IRA?
Well, I'm from Merrill, you know, rolled it over and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Man knows his money. Yeah. Let's talk about equipment. I mean, like a lot of sports, if you're in this for competition, how much does a competitive yo-yo cost?
You can actually get even the yo-yos in your hands are exactly the same shape of the yo-yo that I would use, except mine would have a ball bearing in it, so it'd spin longer. But that would be around $13. That's what I compete with.
And how high do they go, though?
I'm sorry?
How high can they go?
They can go up to $450. And, you know, there's
$450 for a yo-yo.
For a yo-yo, yeah. It's made out of magnesium. It's precision balance. It comes in this really, you know, elaborate wooden case with all these, you know, fancy parts in it and stuff like that.
You actually came with a yo-yo case. Yeah. What's in your yo-yo case?
So in a typical yo-yo player's case, there would be a lot of string, first of all, because you're always constantly switching out your string. You don't want that string to break and, possibly hit somebody.
You use silk?
I use 100% polyester string, but again, a different string for a different application. There's five different styles of play, like 5A with John Rob. I use, so for one yo-yo doing most of your string tricks, which is what you saw me doing earlier, that's what I would use 100% polyester string for. For my main style of tricks, which is 2A, you could do two yo-yos, which are mostly looping at the same time. And then I use 50% polyester, 50% cotton strings. And, you know, there's strings made made out of rayon, nylon, 100% cotton, mixtures of the two, different lengths, different colors and such. So
we're talking to Pat Quartero. He is a championship yo-yoer, and we are going to put video of you doing your thing on our website. You've got to see it to believe it. How many people are active in the world of extreme yo-yoing?
I would say in the world, and it is growing because of the emerging markets such as Russia and India and China and such. But for besides those countries, we'd probably say about 3,000 to 4,500 or so, which really is very small, comparatively speaking. But for our market and for the enthusiast market, it's something to be proud of, and I can share that.
Is there a Roger Federer, Tiger Woods, dominant figure, a Kobe Bryant who you would look up to, like, oh my God, this guy, he's unbelievable.
Yes, there are, but for different styles. So people really specialize in certain discipline. Again, there's five styles to yo-yoing, and I guess each one of them, maybe two of those styles, really has that Roger Federer, Tiger Woods type of a role model or icon.
So who's, who's the man?
woman.
Yeah.
Well, that would be my next question. Is this mainly men? Are there women in this?
It's predominantly men. And then the few females that are in the sport get picked up with, get sponsored very easily. So you can be, they're great players, of course, but you can start off as a mediocre player and be female and get sponsored right away because they're in high demand, of course.
All right, well, then I'm going in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Since there are sponsorship opportunities, Allison is standing up. She was good at it when she was 8. She says,
"Yeah, I was."
Can you do a trick? Can you show her a trick?
Of course.
Okay. The string goes where? You said you told me earlier, but I want our audience to know.
Sure. The string goes on your middle finger and between your first two knuckles.
Okay, it's there.
Okay. So then the first thing you want to do is learn how to hold the yo-yo.
Okay.
You want to make sure that the string is coming off the top of the roll. If you hold it in your hand,
top
palm
of the
up.
Roll.
Yep. If you hold your hand palm up, yeah, that's perfect actually.
Yep.
So you hold it on hold the yo-yo with the string coming off the top.
Looks
of the
like
roll.
A small letter B.
Yes, right. Exactly. That works. Yep. Okay, so then hold on to the yo-yo now. All right, so we're going to learn the first trick. It's called the gravity pull, and it's the most important trick that I teach, everybody when they're first starting to play with yo-yos. And it's a very intense trick.
She's so excited.
Yeah. I got my intense face on.
Okay, so you want to start off with your hand just kind of like in front of you.
Okay.
With your palm down. Okay.
Palm down.
And there's three things you want to do here. Number one, you just want to, don't do it yet, but you want to, I'll go through the three things first. You want to drop the yo-yo, don't throw it down. A lot of people, when they first start playing with the yo-yo, they tend to just throw it down and it goes crazy and they can't pick it back up, okay? So again, you're just going to drop the yo-yo, okay? Number two, if you notice, there's two ends to the string.
Oh, Allison did it.
She just did it. Okay,
you don't even need it. Came right back to her hand like magic. Oh, she's good.
You don't even need lessons.
I don't play.
No, you do play. You're a yo-yo player.
You're a yo-yo player.
Serious.
There you go. You want a sponsor?
All right, so that's all I had to do?
That's all you have to do, but there's certain tricks to the trick, I guess. And not a lot of people are as talented as you are. So,
she's the second most talented person in the room.
I got skills. That's so funny. I'm curious. So what skills do you have to be a good yo-yoer? Do I have to have hand-eye coordination or can I be athletic at all?
No, I think that helps. And again, different traits or attributes for each style. But the most important thing is really perseverance and determination.
Can you blow our mind before you get out of here? Can you do something that's just ill that we're just like, oh my God, how could he do that?
If you want me to right now, I
can. Right now. Yeah, got about a minute left.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me.
All right, headphones off.
He's getting
headphones
set off. Up. He's still. Standing up.
I got my little yo-yo holster here.
He's got his yo-yo holster like a gun holster on his hip. It's going very fast.
What was
going
that?
Around.
So that was just a little warm-up, just adjusting the string. Now I'm just going to get started with the advanced tricks here.
Wow. I can't even describe that. The yo-yo is going up in the air, down, around. It's
be quiet for a second because you can hear the string. Can you hear? That's amazing. I don't even know what to tell you.
Okay, now he's making a triangle, and the yo-yo is going back and forth through the triangle.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a double helix kind of DNA strand. That's what it looks like. Under the knee.
He went under the leg. Now he's...
That
one was X-rated.
This is extraordinary.
Patrick Quartero is the founder and CEO of YoYoNation.com and a lifelong yo-yo player. Go to npr.org/Bryant Park to see his magic.
We'll be back in a second with Will Leach. He's got a lot to live up to.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much, guys.